Welcome to The Deep Dive. Today, we're diving into the world of procurement technology, and more specifically, we'll be unpacking this article called The Strange Behavior of Procurement Technology Costs. You know, it always kind of struck me as odd. Software, in theory, is supposed to get cheaper over time, right? Like, think about our phones or laptops.
Right.
But procurement software seems to have missed that memo completely, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you'd think with all the advancements in technology, these platforms would be getting more and more affordable, but
It seems like the opposite is happening.
the opposite is happening. We're seeing prices going up, and that's what we're going to try to break down today.
Okay, so help me understand this. Why are these platforms bucking the trend? Isn't software development usually front-loaded, meaning that the initial costs are really high, but then they decrease as more people use the software?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. That's typically how it works. But the procurement tech market seems to have these, loopholes, I guess you could call them. This article we're looking at really digs into some real-world examples of just how expensive these platforms can be. And we're not just talking about, like, massive companies, right? This is impacting businesses of all sizes.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that because when we think about procurement software, we often think about these big players, but this is something that touches businesses, like you said, of all sizes.
Exactly. We see it across the board. For example, you've got SAP Ariba. They're one of the big players in the market. For a large enterprise, they can cost upwards of $1 million a year, and that's just for the subscription. Then you add on implementation costs, which could be another $500,000 or even more. So we're talking about a hefty investment right off the bat. But even smaller businesses, they're not immune to this. They can easily be spending anywhere from, say, $30,000 to $80,000 annually on these platforms. It's a significant chunk of change, no matter how you slice it.
Yeah, those numbers are really eye-opening, and I think it's something that most people, especially those who aren't directly involved in procurement, probably don't realize how much these platforms actually cost. But I think the big question, and what really jumps out from this article, is why? Why are the prices increasing when everything else seems to be, relatively stable or even decreasing?
Right. Well, one of the factors the article points to is the kind of sneaky prevalence of these contract clauses. They've got these automatic renewal clauses, which can lock you into a contract without you actually, knowingly consenting to it. And these contracts often come with these baked-in price increases, or you've got price escalation clauses, where your costs just automatically go up every year, regardless of whether the platform is really offering more value.
It's like being on a treadmill that you can't get off.
Exactly.
So it seems like these contracts are almost designed to give vendors the upper hand in these negotiations.
Absolutely. And it really highlights the need for businesses to be really, really cautious about what they're signing, what they're getting themselves into.
Right, because it's easy to just kind of skim through a contract, but there's so much in the fine print.
There is. And this article actually mentioned a platform. It's called SuperNegotiate. They help businesses navigate these really complex contracts. They found 21, count them, 21 clauses that are commonly found in these procurement technology contracts that buyers should be aware of.
21. It's like you need a law degree just to understand what you're signing up for.
Right. It's a jungle out there, and you've really got to be prepared. And here's the kicker, okay? The average price increase in these contracts is about 8% annually. Now, that might not sound like much, but over 5 years, that's a 40% jump in your costs.
Yeah, it really sneaks up on you.
It really does. And to make matters worse, a lot of times procurement professionals, they don't stay in the same job for that long. So the person who negotiated that initial contract, they might be long gone by the time that 40% increase actually hits.
Yeah, that's a great point. It's almost like a kicking time bomb for businesses, By the time that increase hits, someone else is left holding the bag.
Exactly. And it's not just these contract issues we're talking about. There are other factors that are driving up the costs of procurement technology. And some of them are kind of cleverly disguised as innovation.
Okay, that's interesting because that's kind of counterintuitive. I feel like when we think about technological innovation, we think about things getting more efficient, more affordable.
Right.
But you're saying that's not necessarily the case here.
Not necessarily, no. One example is the integration of AI and machine learning. Don't get me wrong, I think AI and ML have the potential to really revolutionize procurement. But the reality is, developing and integrating these technologies, it's expensive. We're talking a 20-30% price hike that vendors often pass directly on to their customers.
So are we really getting more bang for our buck, or are we essentially paying a premium for these new features without actually seeing a significant return on that investment? I think the article even suggested that a lot of these platforms are like just slapping a new interface on existing AI APIs.
Yeah, and I think there's a lot of truth to that. You know, there's a lot of hype around AI and ML in this industry, and it's important to be able to distinguish between genuine innovation and what's just clever marketing.
And it can be hard to tell sometimes, right? Because it sounds good on paper, but whether it actually translates to real value for your business, that's the real question.
It really is. And it's not just AI either. There's another trend in this market that's, well, it sounds appealing on the surface, but it can really inflate costs over time. I'm talking about subscription models.
Oh, yeah, the subscription craze. It seems like everything is moving to a subscription model these days. So, how does that play out in the world of procurement technology?
Well, instead of having to pay a large one-time licensing fee up front, you pay a smaller monthly or annual fee. It sounds more manageable, right?
Definitely.
But, and this is the important part, when you actually sit down and do the math, these subscription models can actually end up costing you 30, 50% more over, say, a 5-year period compared to just biting the bullet and paying that one-time fee.
Wow, so it's kind of like the hidden cost of convenience.
Yeah, exactly. You're paying a premium for the flexibility of a subscription, but it's not always the most cost-effective option.
That makes sense. And I imagine those monthly or annual fees can add up pretty quickly, especially when we're talking about enterprise-level software here.
Oh, absolutely. We're talking anywhere from like $5,000 to $30,000 a month for some of these platforms. That's a significant recurring expense.
Yeah, you can't really ignore that when you're looking at your budget. And speaking of costs, we have to talk about the customization and integration aspect that the article highlighted. That seems like a major, major pain point for a lot of businesses. Remember, they even compared it to like getting hit with those crazy MacBook upgrades.
Right. It's unbelievable.
So what's the deal with that? Why is customization such a budget buster in this space?
Well, it's almost like these vendors are incentivized to keep customization to a minimum. They want to push their one-size-fits-all solution, even though, let's be real, it probably doesn't really fit any business perfectly.
Yeah, it seems like a bit of a disconnect there because in reality, most businesses, they need at least some level of customization to make these systems really work for them, right?
Absolutely. It's just common sense. Every business is unique, their needs are unique, and their processes are unique. So to try to shoehorn them into this one-size-fits-all approach, it just doesn't make sense. And this is where it gets interesting. The article, they actually did a cost simulation, and it turns out that vendors often charge 3 to 4 times more for customization services than it actually costs them to do the work. It's a huge markup.
Talk about a markup. It's like they're holding your data hostage behind this paywall of customization fees.
It kind of feels that way, doesn't it? And this pricing strategy, it has ripple effects throughout the market. These really high customization fees create this barrier to entry for new competitors who might be able to come in and offer more innovative or more affordable solutions.
Right, it stifles that competition that would naturally drive prices down.
Exactly.
So we've got these contracts that seem to be designed to benefit the vendors, the hidden costs of so-called innovation, the subscription trap, and then a market where customization feels more like extortion. Is there anything else working against businesses here, or have we covered it all?
Well, unfortunately, there's more. The article also touches on the trend of market consolidation, and that's really starting to tip the scales even further in favor of these vendors.
Yeah, that makes sense. It seems like every other week there's a headline about some big tech company acquiring a smaller one. So how is that impacting the procurement technology landscape specifically?
Well, you know, as these smaller players, these smaller companies get absorbed into these bigger companies, competition decreases. And that gives those larger companies even more power, more leverage to kind of dictate prices.
Right, because if you're the only game in town, you can charge whatever you want.
Exactly. The article actually mentioned that the top five procurement software providers, they now control over 65% of the market. That's a huge chunk.
That is a huge chunk. And with great power comes, well, you know. So are we seeing those post-merger price hikes already?
Oh, yeah. The article cited some examples of vendors raising prices by as much as 15% after they acquire a competitor. It's a classic case of less competition leading to higher prices for the consumer.
Absolutely. So it's a worrying trend, and I don't see it slowing down anytime soon, unfortunately.
What does this mean for new startups that are trying to enter the market. Do they even stand a chance at this point?
It's tough. I'm not going to lie. It's really tough. They might have fresh ideas. They might have innovative solutions.
Right.
But they often just get priced out from the get-go. The cost of customization, the challenges of just breaking into a market that's so dominated by these giants.
Right.
It's incredibly difficult. It's like David versus Goliath.
It really is. So it sounds like we've got this perfect storm brewing. We've got contracts that are designed to benefit the vendors. We've got these hidden costs associated with, you know, these so-called new technologies. We've got a market that's dominated by just a handful of very powerful players. And we've got startups that are struggling to even get a foot in the door. So are there any silver linings here? Is there any good news or is it all doom and gloom? Well, there's one more factor that we need to discuss, and it's actually something that I think a lot of our listeners, especially those who are responsible for making software decisions, will probably relate to.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
We're talking about the feature trap,
mm-hmm.
You know, that constant stream of new features, those updates that often don't really add much value.
Oh, yeah, the feature trap. It's like you get excited about a new software update, and then you realize it's just a slightly different shade of blue on the dashboard.
Exactly, exactly. And that's what we're talking about here. They might sound impressive in a sales pitch, but do they actually move the needle for your business? Not necessarily. And here's the thing. These seemingly small updates, they often come with their own set of hidden costs.
You mean on top of the monthly subscription that we're already paying?
Exactly. Someone has to take the time to train employees on these new features. They have to figure out how to integrate those features into existing workflows. And then, of course, there's the whole IT support aspect. What happens when something goes wrong?
Right, right.
Someone's got to be there to fix it.
It's like death by a thousand paper cuts. Each individual update might seem insignificant, but collectively,
it adds up.
It can really drag you down.
And here's the real kicker.
Mm.
Those costs, they're usually borne by the buyer, not the vendor.
Oh, interesting.
The vendor might spend a relatively small amount developing these minor features, but the real cost comes with implementing them, adopting them on a larger scale. It's a subtle shift, but it's a significant one.
It really is a bit of a hidden cost, isn't it? Because you think you're getting these updates for free as part of your subscription, but there's all this like behind the scenes work that has to be done.
Exactly, exactly. And it's often not factored into the overall cost calculation. So, you know, we've painted a pretty, I guess, bleak picture of the procurement technology market here. It seems like businesses are kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place, right? You've got these rising costs, you've got this questionable value in a lot of cases, and you've got a market that really seems to benefit the vendors more than the buyers.
Right.
So, you know, the question becomes, what do businesses do? I mean, should they just abandon these platforms altogether?
Yeah, that's a good question. What is the solution here? Because obviously technology is not going away.
Yeah.
So it's not like we can just, you know, go back to pen and paper.
Exactly. And I don't think that's the answer either. I mean, these platforms can offer a lot of value. They can make things more efficient.
Right.
But it's about going into these investments with your eyes wide open.
So it's about being an informed consumer.
Yes.
Understanding the potential pitfalls and being prepared to, you know, advocate for yourself throughout the process.
100%. And that starts with knowledge, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Understanding the common pitfalls, understanding those sneaky contract clauses, the hidden costs, the impact of market consolidation, all of these things that we've been discussing today. Knowledge is power in this situation.
Absolutely. So don't be afraid to ask questions, push back on terms that you're not comfortable with, really scrutinize those contracts before you sign anything.
Yes, yes, yes. Don't just take things at face value. If something doesn't seem right, question it. Ask for concrete examples, especially when it comes to these new technologies like AI. How is this actually going to benefit my business? Don't be afraid to walk away if you're not getting the answers you need.
That's such a good point. It's so easy to get like wowed by the sales pitch. But when it actually comes down to it, how is this going to impact your day-to-day operations?
Right.
And are you actually going to use this fancy new feature?
And is it worth the price tag that they're putting on it? That's the other thing, right?
Right.
Because often it's not.
It's easy to get caught up in the hype. So I think having that clear understanding of what you need, what your priorities are.
Yes.
Before you even start talking to vendors, that's got to be crucial.
It's crucial. Have a budget in mind. You know,
right.
Don't let a salesperson talk you into features or services that you don't need.
It's like going grocery shopping when you're hungry.
You're going to end up spending way more than you intended.
Exactly. You're going to buy all the things you don't need.
You Exactly.
So having that plan, having that strategy.
Being prepared.
Being prepared.
And don't underestimate the power of, you know, talking to your peers, talking to other people in the industry.
Yeah.
Share your experiences. Learn from each other.
That's such a good point, because you're not alone in this. Like, everyone's facing these same challenges, these same decisions.
Exactly. There's strength in numbers.
Yeah.
You know, share your wins, share your losses, learn from each other's mistakes.
Absolutely. Build that collective knowledge base. So it sounds like, you know, it's not about avoiding procurement technology altogether.
No.
These platforms have their place. They can be incredibly valuable. But it's about approaching these investments strategically, understanding the risks, and being, you know, a little bit skeptical.
Absolutely. Don't be afraid to be skeptical. Don't be afraid to push back. And don't be afraid to walk away if something doesn't feel right.
It's your money.
It is.
Well, this has been, I think, an incredibly eye-opening deep dive into the world of procurement technology costs.
It really has.
We've learned about the hidden traps in those contracts, the sometimes inflated promises of these new technologies, the impact of market consolidation, and really just the importance of being informed, being a savvy negotiator.
Absolutely.
So for our listeners, you know, what are your experiences with this? Have you encountered any of these gotchas that we've talked about today? Head over to social media, let us know your thoughts using the hashtag deep dive procurement. We'd love to hear from you, and we'll see you next time for another deep dive.